Programming for The Rebus Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Rebus Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos. I'm the president and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And my guest today we're talking about the City of Arlington 2019 Homeownership Fair. And my guests today are Darwin Wade and Teresa Tate. Welcome.
Thanks for being here. Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Great. So we're going to talk about, let me give an analogy, because we have listeners that are listening. Mm-hmm. And before we go into the details mm-hmm. of the fair, let me give you an analogy. You're getting married or you have a daughter that's getting married. Mm-hmm. And what's one of the first things that you do? You go to a bridal show, right? Mm-hmm. So at that bridal show, you go to gather information. You go to gather information about, you know, what you need to put that event together. So this is what we're doing today for you listeners. We're giving you an opportunity to come out and learn about the home buying process, right? Mm-hmm. And so the only difference is that we're not going to take your information and then badger you to death because a bridal show really is a lot of sales pitch, yes. Right? That's so right. We're going to give you all the information that you need at this fair to be able to make very informed decisions. Correct, guys?
That's correct.
Yep. Awesome. So let's start off with my first question to you as far as the actual show itself, or the fair. I keep calling it a show because we're a show. So what can attendees expect from the homeownership fair?
The homeownership fair will be a lot of information regarding the home buying process. If you're a first-time home buyer, a current home buyer, it has all the information that you need regarding that process. So if you want to know about credit repair, the mortgage loan process, you know, we have a lot of vendors as far as realtors, mortgage lenders that can help you through the homeownership process. If you want to know about down payment assistance and closing cost assistance, we have sessions about that so you can know what grants out there are available to you. And resources. And also we have some children's activities as well. So that's what you can expect.
So it's a family event.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. That's really important because it's, we'll tell us what day it's going to be. Okay.
It's going to be August 10th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the, Arlington Convention Center formerly, but now the Esports Stadium.
Mm-hmm. In Arlington.
In Arlington. Mm-hmm.
So it has to be a family event because it's a Saturday, right?
Yes.
So it's important that you have activities for the kiddos because mm-hmm. you want the opportunity for all adults that have children to come out and learn mm-hmm. Without that obstacle of finding a babysitter or
right.
to you know go out on an evening. Okay, great. So let me ask you, audience, if you have questions about the homeownership fair, please join the conversation. Give us a call at 214-431-5062. Again, the number is 214-431-5062. If you have any question whatsoever, please give us a call and we'll be sure to answer it because we've got the experts here to answer that for you. So so you mentioned before that this event was for individuals that were looking to purchase a home as well as current homeowners. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about, more specifically, about, let's say I'm buying a home for the first time. Mm-hmm. Are there going to be classes? What kind of information can I have for a first time homeowner? Darwin?
Well, yes. If you are a first time homeowner trying to navigate the process, this will be the perfect event for you because we will have sessions that are geared to first time home buyers. So let's mm-hmm. say the session will be on, you know, how to buy a home in today's real estate market. Okay. Are you ready to buy a home? So if I'm a first-time home buyer, I definitely want to attend that session because I'm going to get information that I need. Am I ready? Have I looked at mortgage rates, interest rates? Can I afford it? Renting versus owning? Mm-hmm. So those types of questions and answers that I can get from that session. So, yes, first-time home buyers, you definitely want to be at this event to get all your questions answered.
That's wonderful. So you're going to have those sessions in an individual room where they can sit in, and it'll be like a classroom style.
Correct.
Right? And then you're also going to have booths.
Yes, vendor booths.
Vendor
yes.
booths. Tell me about those.
So, yeah, so they can come in and just kind of walk throughout the venue and interact with all types of vendors, bankers, lenders, mortgage companies, title companies, appraisers, inspectors. So anyone that has anything to do with the home buying process will be at this event, and they can pretty much have one-on-one conversations with those individuals and get all their answers.
Okay, great, great. And where else can you find that? You know, it's convenient. You have all your questions answered in one place. And tell us how much it's going to cost for someone to come out and get all that information.
It's going to cost you zero.
Zero.
So free. All free. All
yeah, free. Zero is a good word.
Yes.
So it's zero.
Yes.
And so... how about parking? There's going to be plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking.
Uh-huh.
And it's free as well.
Yep, that's free as well.
Parking is free as well.
Wow. Free lunch as well, so you also get lunch while you're there, so you can feed yourself, feed your kids, and get the information that you need at the same time.
Free lunch.
Yes.
Okay, what would I have to do as a brand new home buyer to get a free lunch? Anything?
Well, you would have to pre-register to ensure that you'll get your lunch. If
yeah,
not,
you got to count.
Yes, you have to count. If not, it's first come, first serve afterwards. So if you can also register on site as well, that's no problem. But the pre-registering ensures that you will have a free lunch.
All right. Mm-hmm. Great information there. Okay, listeners, if you just joined us, we're talking to Darwin Wade and Teresa Tate with the City of Arlington. They are the organizers of the 2019 Home Ownership Fair in Arlington that's taking place Saturday, August the 10th here in Arlington. So we have a lot of great information for you from them. If you want to join the conversation and ask some specific questions, they have the answers. Please call us. The number is 214-431-5062. Again, it's 214-431-5062. Join us. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Home Ownership Fair in Arlington on August 10th. We'll be back soon.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Time.
minds and we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And I'm really excited today. We have with us in the studio Darwin Wade and Teresa Tate with the City of Arlington. And they're organizing the 2019 Homeownership Fair here in Arlington on August the 10th. So if you want to join the conversation, give us a call and with your questions, 214-431-5062. So we talked about a lot of the things going on at the fair, but let's get into some specifics. Okay, so we said it's a family event, right? And you're going to have activities for the kids. Tell me more about the activities you're going to have for the children.
Well, we have a gaming truck, and the kids always love that. They'll have, like, Dance Revolution, video games inside. So if you have, like, teenagers, they may be interested in that. We have something for the smaller kids, Home Depot Workshop. They can build, they build birdhouses and other items depending on what Home Depot brings. Library will be there as well. They'll have some coloring books and things like that for kids to do, as well as some tennis. Parks and Recreation will be there. So if they want to do something more active, Parks and Recreation will be providing tennis lessons, and they'll have fun as well.
Wow. So, yeah. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so supervised? I mean, the parents can just kind of drop their kids off, and it'll be supervised, of course, by adults.
Yes. So six and up, that's what we're looking at as far as supervised care.
Okay.
So, yes, they'll have at least four or five attendees looking after the children, as well as the workers from Home Depot, and each department will have their own workers as well.
Okay. All right. So listeners, you can't afford to miss this because you've got the child care. I mean, six and up, right?
Yeah, six
and
up.
And you have these tremendous activities for them to do. So
yes.
that'll keep them preoccupied.
Yes.
So you can do some learning there at the fair. Okay. So the schedule, we talked briefly about the sessions that you're going to have. Can we go into a little more specific, Darwin? Is you have a list of sessions that you're going to be providing?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We're looking to offer several sessions throughout the day. Of course, everything will kick off about 8:30, and the session will start promptly at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. First session will be relating to, are you ready to buy a home or buying a home in today's real estate market?
Okay.
The session will, speakers will be realtors. The Arlington Board of Realtors will be there. Of course, our presenting sponsor will also be at that session as well. And during that session, we're just wanting to provide information to the home buyers or prospective home buyers on what to expect with buying a home. Anything that you have any questions about, the realtors will be there to answer any questions about the contracting process, you know, house hunting, the real estate market, that type of thing. Why I need a realtor. So any questions anyone would have as it relates to home buying 101, that's a session that you definitely do not want to miss, even though it starts at 9 a.m., but you definitely want to be at that session. Okay. Other sessions throughout the day, we'll have a session on down payment assistance. Of course, everyone wants to know about down payment assistance, how to apply for it, how much can I get, you know, how many programs can I use? Is it just the City of Arlington's program, or can I stack that with federal programs or state programs? So we will have down payment assistance providers that will be there to talk about their programs and their application process and things like that. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And we will also include the home buyer counseling piece of that as well. So if a person is new to the home buying process, we definitely want to recommend home buyer education, home buyer counseling, so that you are educated in the process before you start the process. Mm-hmm. So we will have down payment assistance providers there to talk about the counseling piece as well as the assistance. Other sessions will include sessions on credit. That's a big one. Everyone wants to know how to get that perfect credit score, or how to increase scores, or how to reestablish credit, build credit. We will have providers that are experts in that field to answer anyone's questions. They will be on site. I think we have one of our vendors or sponsors will be providing credit repair.
Yeah, Chase.
Credit reports.
Right. Chase will be providing their new credit journey as well. They'll be speaking on that and encouraging people to sign up in order to get their free Vantage score. And they'll be able to talk a little bit more of that on one of the upcoming shows.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So they'll be so someone can go to their booth, I guess, to the Chase. That's mm-hmm. one of your presenting sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And be able to give some information and get a credit score on the spot.
That's correct.
Yep. I believe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. Well, for you that are listening, you stay tuned week after next. Not next Tuesday, but the week after, we're going to have Chase as the presenting sponsor for the homeownership fair, mm-hmm. and they will be talking more in detail about that.
Yes.
So stay tuned. Okay, and so for the counseling, those are HUD-certified counselors that are going to be on site.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And they're experts on assistance and mm-hmm. also whether you're ready mm-hmm. or not. Okay.
Yeah.
And so all right. Any other sessions?
Other sessions will include how to navigate the mortgage piece, the home buying, you know, and dealing with the mortgage banks and mortgage lenders. Mm-hmm. We will have lenders will be on hand to answer any questions. Of course, Chase will be part of that. That will be moderating that session on how to navigate the mortgage loan process.
Okay.
So very important to attend that session as well. Other sessions will be
energy efficiency and weatherization. That'll be cool. Another part of the session. So for current homeowners, that's a really important piece to do as well. So that way you can figure out, okay, so I already own a home. So how do I maintain that home? How do I make sure that if you're looking to sell your home, you can learn about short sales and things like that during that session as well.
All right. So not only is it for brand new home buyers that are
Correct.
Looking to purchase, mm-hmm. you want to sustain that home.
Correct.
And you want to sustain it with this information, with all this information. So great. So even if you already own your home, you don't get left out. You need to come by because you'll be learning about how to sustain that home. And tell me again what specifically the session is going to cover.
Energy efficiency, weatherization, and short sales as well.
And short sales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
More kind of geared to like post-purchase. So once you've bought the home.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to prepare you to sustain it, like you said.
Yeah, and that's very important. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. very important because, you know, sometimes it's easy to get into a home, but then you don't realize how much it truly costs, right? The cost of maintenance and to sustain it.
Right.
So that's so, so important. All right, so it sounds like a great event. Mm-hmm. Now, this is your fourth annual, so mm-hmm. you're not newbies at this. You've done this now. This is your fourth annual. So tell me about your attendance in the past.
We've had about 450-plus attendees every year, so it's been a very popular event. We want to keep growing. We want to make it better. We always send out a survey afterwards to all of our attendees, getting their feedback and using it to improve our event. So we want to make it bigger and better, and people like Chase and, you know, Texas Board of Realtors, Texas Realtor as well, they always help us make the event better, so...
Great. So you're going to make this year's event the best one so far, right?
Best and the greatest.
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Because the bigger it is, the more people you're helping.
Yes. Correct.
And that is so important. And that's why you're here today. Mm-hmm. So we can get the word out. And we're going to keep talking about this, listeners. So if you have a friend, family member, ask them to stay tuned. We're going to continue to talk about this homeownership fair probably for a couple more weeks. So stay tuned. So tell me about how do we incentivize the attendees to come in? How do we incentivize them? Are you going to give any door prizes or anything like that?
There will definitely be a chance for door prizes. Yay. Pre-registration also qualifies you for some door prizes, as well as if you attend the sessions, there will be an opportunity for door prizes as well. Awesome. So every time you attend a session, you get a door prize at the end of every session. So you have to stay all the way through the end in order to get your door prize. And then there's also grand door prizes that will be going on during the event as well. So you have multiple opportunities to get prizes.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
That is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is great. So that's definitely an incentive to come into the session, stay through the whole thing, because listening to half of it may not help you as much, right?
Right.
You want to know the entire process.
And the door prizes are really great door prizes. Okay. Our vendors and our sponsors provide those door prizes, and they're not cheap door prizes, you will get some good stuff.
Awesome. You don't want to share now, do you?
I mean, we've had TVs before, we've had $500 towards your closing costs, and one of our vendors provided that as well. Some home appliances. Yeah. I mean, just all sorts of goods. Gift cards to restaurants. I mean, all sorts of goodies are available.
Okay. Well, that's definitely an incentive. Definitely an incentive for you listening to go out and enjoy the morning, early afternoon on August 10th, Saturday, August 10th, the City of Arlington Homeownership Fair. And so we're going to take another quick break. And if you want to join our conversation, please give us a call, 214-431-5062. And we'll catch you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
I ain't trying to think about all my problems. I'm living now. I'm living now. Hey, I can't sit and worry about the future. I'm living now. Said I'm living now. I'm gonna celebrate this life I'm giving. From now on. From now on. I'm gonna tell my mother every day I love her. And tell her thanks for being such a good mother. From now on. Come on. So put your hands up if you feel like having a good time. Feels good, don't it? Living your life in this quick moment. And you never ever think it's gonna go away. But I swear, I know you'll wake up one day and say, yeah, I got things to do. Yeah, I got mountains to move. And if anybody said it could be, it's about how good it should be. Come on, sing. Feels good, don't it? Feels good,
don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life.
Come on, sing it.
Oh, 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 it feels so good to be alive.
I wanna feel good, come on.
Oh, it feels.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership heard from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And if you just joined us, you've missed out on a lot of information, but we still got more. So my guests today are Darwin Wade and Teresa Tate with the City of Arlington, and they're organizing the 2019 Home Ownership Fair in Arlington on August 10th. So we've talked a lot about the sessions. We've talked about children's activities. It's a family event, lots of great information. So we have some time as far as between now and August 10th, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the most important things when we're putting on an event is how we're going to get the word out, right? Mm-hmm. So you're here today. We're helping you get the word out because we feel it's important. Mm-hmm. We're all about home ownership. And so tell me a little bit about your, you have a kickoff coming up and then you have a lot of other marketing you're doing.
Right. So our kickoff is on July 19th. Then it'll be from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we'll have food trucks available. So come out and get some food, some games, some giveaways. We'll have some City of Arlington swag and gear to give away as well. And you also have an opportunity to pre-register right there and then. Our registration does open up July 10th. But this is a great opportunity for us to interact with potential attendees and for you to ask questions of us since we'll be right there, right in front of you. You can get all the information from us as well. So we'll be doing that event. Please come out and see us. You'll be hearing more about that through City of Arlington's website, as well as Chase will help us market that event as well.
So tell us right now, where can we go for the kickoff?
It is at the City of Arlington Library at the City Center Plaza. So that's right off of Center, where 101 Center apartment building is and City Hall is. It's mm-hmm. right there, and it'll be marked off by some orange cones that you'll see it. And and parking will be available right across the street as well. So you can park in the parking garage.
The parking garage next to the library downtown, basically.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the event's going to be outside of the parking garage in an open area?
Yes, in the open area in the plaza. It's going to be outdoors.
Okay, mm-hmm. great.
All that new development downtown between the library and the City Hall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's amazing. Yeah. For you listening that have not been out to the library downtown Arlington, Texas, you're in for a neat surprise. And especially this summer with the kiddos out of school, mm-hmm. you really want to take them out there. They have so many events. Mm-hmm. So that is, the kickoff is July 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
11:30 to 1. Mm-hmm. And what day is that? Is that on a Saturday, too?
That is on a Friday.
On a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Friday morning.
Friday morning.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. The 19th of July. And more giveaways.
More Boy. Giveaways. We're going to have t-shirts, hats, bottles, little USB things you can plug into your phone if you want a fan, some, you know, cords if you need a charger. So, I mean, all sorts of different goodies for you to take with you as well to remember the event.
That's amazing. All right. So that's definitely a nice way to kick it off.
Yes.
At that kickoff. How else are you marketing?
We're going to have posters and flyers all over the city, including Parks and Recreation Building, the libraries, your local libraries, your churches. We're going to go out and just kind of do some one-on-one outreach. We're going to do some Facebook social media ads, so you can click on the ad and register right there. Go to our website. It's arlingtontx.gov/homeownershipfair. Okay. Or if you want to call me as well, my number is 817-459-6238. Okay. In addition to that, we'll be doing some more radio advertising in addition to yours. So you should look out for us on the radio, as well as our own Arlington TX cable station. They'll be doing our slides as well, and Ask Arlington. So that's an opportunity for viewers to submit questions if you have questions regarding the event, and we can answer them live for you. So
okay, yeah. All right, so all your telephone and your website is worth repeating, so tell us again the
okay.
website address.
It is arlingtontx.gov/homeownershipfair.
Okay.
Or my number, you can reach me at my number, 817-459-6238.
All right. And on your website, they can find the schedule of sessions.
Mm-hmm.
They can find the times.
Yes.
What else can they find on your page?
Parking and directions. If you have questions about that, a short FAQ about, you know, the event. If you have questions or, you know, just need a reminder about, you know, some of the details of the event. Mm-hmm. You can also register. Registration will be open July 10th, so it will be available then online too. For the event, and reserve your lunches as well.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. the earlier you register, the better chance you have of
yes.
of exactly. getting fed too.
Yes. Yes.
All right, because that's a lot of information. You're going to have overload, and you're going to get hungry.
I know.
For sure. So you're going to provide lunch. Will there be other food available for purchase, or just your lunches that are free?
It'll be just the lunches that are free, but okay. we'll have like a vegetarian option, you know, okay. as well. So that for those that are vegetarians, and so it'd just be sandwiches and something that you can like pick up and go as you walk around the vendors.
Okay. Very good. All right. So listeners, if you are looking to purchase a home, and you don't know what questions to ask because you don't know where to start, this is the place to start. This is the place where you can go, no obligation, no pressure, mm-hmm. and it's free, and you get to ask your questions, your specific questions about your specific situation. And no judgment, because it's all information. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a question about your credit, then you ask it without any, you know, without any prejudice at all, because everyone has a different situation. And in order for you to purchase a home, you have to address all those situations. Mm-hmm. That's the only way that you are going to get to your goal of home ownership, is by facing the situation, mm-hmm. asking the questions, and having some help getting it under, you know, taken care of.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how people think that it's difficult when it really is not. All yeah. you have to do is just talk to somebody, talk to yeah. a professional, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what the professionals are there for, is to help you answer those questions and mediate those situations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys have any other advice for a brand new home buyer?
I would just say, with this event, one thing that I find throughout the many years I've been doing this is that, yes, a home buyer may come in with questions and may not know how to navigate the process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's only for a couple of hours, You know, so you may not get all your questions answered, but what I like about it is you can take a business card from a lender or a realtor, and you can follow up with them the next day or the following Monday. And these individuals, these companies and vendors, they will follow up with you. They will guide you through the process even days after the event has ended. And I have seen families that did not know where to start in the process, come to the event, followed up with someone that they met, they connected to personally, and they wanted to use their business, and they ended up going through some weeks, some months, and then they eventually bought a home months later. So it can happen. It can be the first door to opening your own home.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Right here in the Dream City.
There you go. Arlington, the Dream City. Absolutely. You're absolutely right, because there's a process. Mm-hmm. And these professionals, licensed professionals, almost 100% of them are licensed professionals, are willing to take you on that journey to, mm-hmm. to home ownership. So we as an organization, the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, will be in attendance as well. Yes. Right. And we have a resource list of our members, mm-hmm. also that we will have, that people can refer to and use as a resource as well. Mm-hmm. So this is great information, guys. Thanks for putting this on, because this is really important for the community. Mm-hmm. And I remember years ago, like years and years ago, I'm talking about maybe 20 years ago, and that there used to be a homeownership fair in Arlington. Oh, wow. And the Star Telegram would blast it all over the place, because, I mean, it was before social media.
Yeah,
oh, my God,
yes,
now I'm dating myself. It was before social media. And so... And it was high attendance back then.
Yeah.
Now with social media, yeah. we need to make this event this year, mm-hmm. the largest one you have so far. And yes. you're going to be using social media as well.
For sure. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you'll hear it yeah. every single
Your handle on social or city of what is it for social media?
Oh, our handle. Oh, at City of Arlington. So that's our Twitter handle, as well as the Facebook handle as well. So okay. City of Arlington, very simple, easy to remember.
City of Arlington.
And you should see some posts from us upcoming soon, and we'll be posting more information as we get closer to the date.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask you guys a personal question. So Darwin, what does home ownership mean to you personally?
Home ownership means... Well, I would say it's ownership. It's a sense of pride in something that I had to work for. Mm-hmm. I put blood, sweat, money, and tears mm-hmm. to get to the point where I can actually come home from a day's work and just relax into something that I put money into. I did the work. I did the credit, you know, reestablishing, getting the credit scores up, and just knowing that it's yours. And you can take it and repaint it and add this and add that. And so it's just about a sense of pride and ownership, and just knowing that you're part of a larger community, and you have neighbors, and you also have a voice, because you are a taxpayer.
There you go.
So I definitely love that part of it. Now, I may not enjoy the tax bill at the end of the year, but I like being a taxpayer and having a voice on things that go along, in the city, in the county, the school district, and things like that.
Awesome. Teresa?
Well, I am a newlywed. I got married last year. And so
congratulations.
Thank you. I am considering buying a home myself. So I am in the same situation a lot of these viewers are. And I actually appreciate this fair, because I get to learn some information as well and get to take it with me and try to figure out the home buying process as well. Mm-hmm. But homeownership for me means really a sense of family. I think my mom and my dad, they when they purchased a home, it was a big deal for them. It's something that they could pass down to their kids. Mm-hmm. It's an investment. You're no longer lining someone else's pockets by paying rent. And, you know, that's something that I strive to do, is just invest in myself, invest in our kids, our future kids. Don't have kids yet. Our future kids. Uh-huh. And it is something that I just want to show them, you know, this is what hard work and dedication is. This is what it looks like. So it's something I just want to instill. It's a lesson I want to instill in myself and our future family.
Right. Leading by example. That's really important.
Yes.
And it's a generational thing, right, guys?
Exactly.
It builds a generation of wealth. And that's so important that a lot of us don't stop and think about that when you as a parent purchase your first home, that's the largest investment probably that you're going to make in your life. And that the great thing about freedom and living where we are is that that asset can grow in value. And that is, you know, that's really, really important. Mm-hmm. So that builds generational wealth. Correct. You pass that along, you pass the that knowledge onto your children and there you go.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing. Home ownership is a great thing. And that's why we at the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association do what we do, 100% volunteer, and we do what we do because we believe that every person deserves the fundamental right to own their own home. Mm-hmm. And it's not impossible. It's not impossible. Mm-hmm. So what you guys do is really, really great. Because you're organizing this venue, this fair, where people can learn that information, and you're not charging anything for it. And that's really, really great. So that's really great. Thanks for being here. Thanks for taking time from your day to be here and share this information with us. And we, in turn, will keep sharing it for you. And let's make it the best so far. Okay?
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So our hope is, listeners, that you will engage with us here at the Reba Show and become a loyal fan of this Reba Show. We're at the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association are registered 501c3 nonprofit. So what we do is also free. And we've been streaming live on Facebook. All our Facebook fans, thanks for being with us. You can see a replay of the video on the Reba Show Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel. And you can also subscribe to see future videos. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Reba Show. And if this is also available on podcast, so we're going to have a podcast on our website as well, which is rebaconnect.org. You can learn more about topics that we've planned for upcoming shows on our website by clicking on the Reba Show. If you'd like to make a donation, we always take donations to continue funding this program and other community outreach efforts, visit our website and click on the donate button. If you have any specific questions, you can email me at rebashow@rebaconnect.org. Thank you all for listening today. Again, my name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Thank you for listening and make it a great afternoon, everybody.
Ooh, I got a new one for you. I like the way that sounds. I'm about to do it for you. I like to break it down. This joint has got me open. Ooh, that's my favorite song. I put my thing in motion. I do it all night long.